My name is Shubh Saran, and this is a podcast series where I explore the life of musicians on and off stage. I'm making this series to ask what it means to be a musician today in the hopes that I can better understand what we do and why we choose to do it. Welcome to my first ever podcast Q&A episode, where I'll be answering a couple of different questions from Instagram. Here we go. How would you work yourself out of a practicing rut when your practice feels stale? No matter how many times I fall into a practicing rut, or even if it's a writing rut, it's still equally as frustrating and depressing as the last rut that I was in. Somehow you never really learn that it does go away, and when you're in the middle of a rut, you forget that this is just a part of the process. One of the bigger playing ruts that I was in a few years ago really put me down, and I started to detest everything I was playing, how I was playing it, and questioned every single one of my playing choices. I decided to take a lesson with Wayne Krantz, who, in my opinion, is one of the best improvising and creative guitar players out there. He told me, very simply, that when you're bored of your playing, it means you're just not improvising enough on a daily basis. That part of my practice routine needed to include just coming up with stuff and making music simply for that moment. One of the exercises that helped me, and that I still do every day and teach during my lessons, is improvising along to a metronome, trying to stay really in the pocket, but also coming up with something new, trying to play something I might have never played before. Here's the metronome at 90 beats per minute, and the only rule I'm setting for myself is starting phrases on beat one, playing for two measures, and then pausing on beat one of the third measure. What I'm trying to do is create short musical sentences with a pause, and then restarting kind of where I left off. Obviously, you can then change what tempo you're playing, what beats you're starting and ending on, and how many measures your phrases last for. I'm now very slowly starting to accept that falling into that inevitable rut could actually be a good thing. It's still incredibly frustrating, but it could also mean that things that were once hard and therefore exciting to play are no longer hard and now less exciting. And so now that the hard thing is easy, it's time to move on to the next thing that is difficult, bringing you that much closer to the ideal sound you hear in your head. Embrace that rut so that you can then learn to get yourself out of it. What served as inspiration for the album Hamaira? Hamaira was an album I released in 2017, and it was the first real thing I put out under my own name, aside from an EP that I did in college. Musically, Hamaira was a bit of an experiment. I had been playing my interpretation of jazz fusion and modern jazz with versions of my band for about 2 years before we actually recorded the album. The idea of finding a way to mix pretty heavy post-production with live instruments, especially in a modern jazz context, was really, really exciting. The title of the album is based on an ancient Syriac word Hamaira, which loosely means hostage. Historically, these hostages didn't have the same connotation that the word hostage has today. Instead, Hamaira were handed over willingly as a way to honor a pledge between two kingdoms. Sometimes the youngest born from a royal family would be sent off to live in a rival kingdom, for example. Even though they were hostages in their new kingdom, Hamaira often had lifestyles that were far better to what they would have had at home. The title speaks to the theme of the album, which is the readiness and willingness to suffer in order to achieve something greater than yourself. But it also speaks to the life you give up in the pursuit to achieve that thing. And in my case, I resonated deeply with the idea of leaving home and foregoing a potentially more predictable lifestyle for something pretty unknown. Does improvising using chord tones hold you back from coming up with fast jazz lines? I've always found that playing using arpeggios or chord tones is an awkward thing on the guitar. Faster, more fluid lines on the guitar sit well with hammer-ons and pull-offs and alternate picking. Playing one note per string arpeggio shapes at faster speeds, however, always feels like I'm trying to make my two hands keep up with each other. That disconnect between chord shapes and fast lines might be that larger, more familiar problem of playing things using music theory versus playing stuff that just sits well under our fingers and feels natural. Improvising using chord tones, arpeggios, inversions all made perfect sense to me when I thought about them. But the mechanics of actually playing melodies and solos with them without it sounding like an arpeggio exercise was lost on me. So there are three steps that I did that really helped me get over some of this stuff. First, I learned all the chord shapes for a single chord that I possibly could up and down the neck. You could call these inversions or just rearranging a set of notes around the guitar. For example, let's take C major 7. Now here's the first inversion, second inversion, and third inversion. The second step is playing the chord as single note lines, one note per string. Once you have that down, we have our anchor that implies C major 7, and the more notes you introduce, the stronger the gravity is towards the sound of C major 7. But this still sounds a little bit like an arpeggio exercise. The third step is to turn these one note per string lines into two note per string lines so that we can reintroduce all the things that feel better under our fingers, like alternate picking, hammer-ons, and pull-offs. All we need to do is add any other note from the chord scale next to each of our chord tones. Let's go back to the C major 7 root position shape, starting on the third fret of the A string. So the first one is our root C on the third fret of the A string. Along with that, I'm going to add the second degree, which is D, above it. On the D string, we have G on the fifth fret, which is the fifth of the chord. And below that, I'm going to add E, which is a third of the chord. On the G string, we have B on the fourth fret, which is the seventh of the chord. And below that, I'm going to add A, which is the sixth of the chord. And on the B string, we have E on the fifth fret, which is the third of the chord. And below that, I'm going to add D, which is the ninth of the chord. You can then do this for any other C major 7 shapes that you want. What surrounding notes you choose, and whether you even want them to come from the chord scale at all, depends on the sound you like. The result is your very own chord scale shape that contains both the chord tones and some tensions. What we're doing is just distilling a full scale or mode into smaller chunks that become easier to use, but also imply the harmony that we need. How does creating music help you provide a different perspective about the world? To me, the purpose of musicians and artists in society exists sort of on the outside, looking inwards. It's our job to ask questions about meaning and purpose and connection and all of that. Maybe not specifically in those words, but in expressing ourselves, I think we allude to the larger, more elusive questions that we all have. And it's also our job to sometimes fail in trying to answer those questions fully. While creating music, the pursuit of trying to express what I'm feeling has helped me provide a different perspective about the world. Early on in my life, I found an identity in making stuff and creating things, and I allowed myself to drift away from the slightly more conventional route that a lot of people my age were taking. I'm not sure if that route was any better or worse, and it feels like the answer to that changes every day. But all I do know is that it was different. And since then, me and all the musicians I know have dedicated our lives to creating work through the lens of that slightly different perspective. My most recent album, English, for example, is about my Indian identity and coming to terms with that identity while growing up in a different country every few years. The process of making the album allowed me to think about Indianness in a way that I had never experienced before. I always knew that the relationship with my identity was a complicated one, but I never knew how to actually articulate that. In writing music, I was finally able to find a way of expressing what I had been feeling and thinking all these years. Thank you for sending in these great Instagram questions. I'm always taking in more questions, looking for new things to explore and talk about. So feel free to send me a message on Instagram or email info@shubhsaran.com with all of your burning questions. Thank you.